No more recipe sharing or anything else?
Because she's not running for county board supervisor.
Roll call.
No, I just.
Floyd Frederick.
Here.
Sharon Conville.
Here.
Jeff Wamble.
Here.
Laura Belsky.
Here.
Mark Nordigan.
Present.
Jerry Gulley.
Here.
Terry Rose.
Here.
Youth and Governance, Samuel Arnold.
Here.
Youth and Governance, Rhea Bell.
Here.
All right, is there any citizen comments? Citizens' comments? Citizen comments are closed. Any supervisor comments? No supervisor comments, okay. Chairman comments? No comments. Approval of the minutes from February 2nd.
Adjourn.
Move to approve.
Second, yeah.
All right. All in favor, state by saying aye.
Aye.
Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Resolution from the Sheriff's Department for one for Nancy Kemp.
All right. Good evening, Supervisors and members of Youth and Governance. I'm here to put forth this resolution for the County Exec, who has appointed the Town of Randall Supervisor Nancy Kemp to serve as a three-year term as a member of the Local Emergency Planning Committee. Now, whereas the Judiciary and Law Committee has reviewed the County Exec's request for review and approval of her appointment, of his appointment of this person to serve as on the committee as recommended by the county board. So here we were asking the county board of supervisors to approve the appointment of Town of Randall Supervisor Nancy Kemp to serve as a member of the Local Emergency Planning Committee immediately upon confirmation of the county board and continue until the first day of April in 2025, or until a successor is appointed by the county executive and confirmed by the Kenosha County Board of Supervisors. Are there any questions?
Go ahead.
Have you worked with her?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
It's an excellent addition to the committee.
That's why she was actually an employee of mine at the center at one time.
Oh.
Rock solid, smart, fast moving, just an excellent addition when I saw her name come up on here. So yeah, wholly support that.
Okay. Motion to approve.
Second.
All right. Any further discussion? Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Now we'll go to the, sorry, my computer froze, so I'm borrowing Supervisor Nordigan's.
C-Dog grant.
Yeah. The Justice Law Enforcement Drug Trafficking Response Equipment Grant.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tony Gonzalez again with the Captain of Operations for the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. Through this resolution, we request to approve a grant offer for $10,000 offered by the State of Wisconsin Department of Justice. It's passed through the Racine County Sheriff's Department. This grant offer is for $48,750 and is shared amongst the five participating counties in the Southeast Area Drug Operations Group, also known as CDOG. It's currently being managed by the Racine County Sheriff's Department. And the sheriff proposes spending our share of $10,000 to make monthly lease payments for new surveillance vehicles. Our current fleet of surveillance vehicles have been in use for over 4 years now, and they're recognizable vehicles, so it's time to.
What's the new ones make, model, and color? I'm just kidding.
That's something to hide?
No.
So we're looking at leasing. This will be a yearly lease, and that's what we're looking at. We're exploring that avenue. Instead of purchasing a vehicle, a lease, we can rotate old cars in the field a little bit more frequently and help our operations through that process.
Is your of the four, because we're dealing with this on the PD side,
okay,
are you going to make all four vehicles different?
Yes, that right. Is a variety of okay. Makes and models, and yeah, that's the plan.
And colors, good. Yep. Okay. Yeah, I was just curious because that seemed a good idea.
Yeah. Supervisor Gulley?
So, new vehicles, setting up a lease, is this setting up any sort of continuing cost or expense after this grant, and we'll have to figure out how to finance it then.
So if, with this particular process, we're looking at doing it for a year, seeing if that works out good for us. We don't anticipate any additional costs.
Okay.
And then anything else, we'll revisit the next one with the next grant that becomes available.
But to your point, that's a good point. Wouldn't there be continuing costs each year with the lease once, even once the grant money's out? You're still going to keep leasing the vehicle, right?
We're doing it for a year. So just to cover, just covering.
Then we're going to be without vehicles?
What?
For the surveillance?
At this point, I don't know. We're sticking to a year.
So, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm Angela, I'm the finance manager of it. So we're doing kind of a pilot program right now. We're going to be leasing just one car for a year to see if that works for them. And we're not going to get rid of those other four.
Yeah, good.
Okay, so they'll still be in use.
Wrap them.
Yeah, and basically what we're going to do is, as far as the finance side goes, 10 grand isn't going to get us very far with the leases, but it'll get us started for this year. Going into next year's grant period, we're going to have grant money through HIDA and CDOG.
Okay.
That was going to be my question.
She's the one that should.
Well, the other question I was going to have is, the four that you have now, are you going to sell them or? You said we're going to keep them, but that was in the back of my mind. Would you sell them to generate some revenue?
Eventually.
Depending on the mileage that we put in and.
We don't want to get rid of them until we know this is going to work.
Sure, no, makes sense. Thank you.
And just last bit of information, we're looking at approximately $620 a month.
Any other questions?
Motion to approve.
Second.
It's been a long day. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Anything further come before the committee?
I do.
Okay. Go ahead.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
My question is this. Back when we went through the budget for 2022, the vehicles that we had ordered in 2021 had not only not been here, not been made, and they were saying February or March.
Stay here, please.
February or March, we were supposed to get one to four of them or something of our new vehicles, our 2021 vehicles.
Oh, our squads. Yeah. Our squad vehicles. We finally received the last two last Friday.
Oh, so we did get all 13? Yeah. Is that what we did?
Yeah.
Okay, so then 2022, we should be getting this year too? Okay.
So you're bringing up something, a good point. So what is it going to look like for the next couple of years with the price of automobiles skyrocketing? And if we do need to replace vehicles, what's our plan?
So that's the other reason why we went with leases, is if we were to buy
replacement
used cars right now, it would be a huge waste of money. So we're looking at starting out with a big chunk to make it up in equity. So that's why we're going the lease route. This is probably going to be, because of the car market, we don't think we're even going to get the leased vehicle delivered to us in probably June. And we placed the order last year, so yeah.
Prior to 2020.
Yeah.
So when we did our 2020 budget in 2019, we 13 vehicles, whatever it was. When did we receive those? When would we normally receive those vehicles?
Usually we put the orders in basically right after we get approved for the budget.
Right.
And then we usually get them in the first quarter of that year.
Okay.
But with the way it's just so delayed.
Okay.
So we're looking at, usually it's like a 3 to 4 month turnaround. Now it's like 10, 11 months.
So I guess what I'm bringing up here is we're going to be going through another budgeting period. And if these 2022s are not going to be here till 2023, we may need to look at our 2023 budget a little bit differently when it comes to squads, because we may not get those in 2024. Now it's like, well, wait a minute, maybe we ought to be thinking a little bit differently.
So the way that I'm envisioning it right now, I still have to refer to finance about it, but the capital budget that we've set up for the 2022 vehicles, if we don't receive the squads by the end of the year, we would be requesting the county board to roll over that additional capital to the following.
But you wouldn't be looking for 2023 additional money then? That's what I was bringing up. And to bring up the Supervisor Wambolt's about the expense of vehicles, with them all sitting out there in fields, all these 2021s waiting for their chips to come in, we may be able to get good deals on 2021s because they're making 2022s now. So something that we should hopefully be looking into.
So are you saying that when we do the order for the 22 vehicles, well, that we're supposed to receive?
Well, didn't you already order those? Wouldn't you have already ordered those?
They're yeah, not, but the again, prices aren't coming down though.
But they could based
I
on
just bought a
the
new
economy
one.
Based yeah. on $4 or $5 gas, and you might be surprised when those things, you know, start becoming available, what we might be able
Should
to get them for. I would
with.
Just keep an eye on that.
Yeah,
that's
I
all.
Mean, it's not something that we've rolled out ordering older models.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, when we do the 23 order, then we
yeah, okay.
Next time I buy a car, I'm bringing you.
Thank you.
Since we're just talking, let me bring up another thing.
Okay.
You know, with electric cars and all that becoming more and more prevalent, is there a discussion on any of that as it relates to your vehicles?
So
does that come up?
The vehicles that we just ordered, so our 2022 vehicles are hybrids.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that's a first step, at mm-hmm. least, to mm-hmm. see if they have enough power to be able to,
okay.
you know,
I was just curious.
Do what they need to do.
You're on top of
New York and get electric Mustang.
Yeah.
That sounds Mach-E. Like
no place to charge them, though.
Yeah. Well, do they have hybrid trucks?
I have a hybrid, and
yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mine's yeah, a V6, too.
For 22, we went back to the SUVs. We got feedback from our officers, and they just don't like the trucks. So we're going.
Oh, they don't like the trucks?
Really?
They're uncomfortable. They can't store stuff.
There's going to be a couple people that are going to love that.
Only a few. Let's not say everybody hates the trucks, okay?
Right here.
Just a couple officers have complained.
About what, then?
Must
what
be the city officers.
The seats are
the ones out.
The seats
are like really?
Yeah.
In storage, you say,
right? In storage, yeah, because usually in an SUV, it's within the car, and with the
okay.
trucks, they've got to get out and get into that.
Interesting.
Anything else?
Good way to stretch out.
We're brainstorming here.
Since she's yeah. here, my last question.
It was a Absolutely. Short meeting, so we could get some things out.
I did want to say, though, you asked about ordering cars for 23. So this is going to be kind of confusing to say with the delay, but so in 21, we ordered the 22 models. At the end of 22, we still plan on ordering 23
right.
models. So
I understand that.
Okay.
It's just if
just
we don't have those 22s.
Yeah.
Then we should adjust how we're looking at the 2023s, because now we're looking at, I understand these vehicles wear out and we have to replace them.
Yeah.
But we may need to, you know, say, okay, well, let's get our 2022s here, and then maybe we start looking at the 2023s a little bit differently.
Yeah, it's been a joint effort between me and the sergeant that's in charge of support services to kind of develop a plan of rotating out the high mileage vehicles and rotating in
yeah.
the new vehicles.
Yeah.
And that goes out all the way to probably 2025, 26, before we're able to say we don't need any more tentatively.
But we got our 2021s in the first quarter of 2022,
yeah.
basically 1 year later.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm saying is, if we're going to be doing that same thing, we really need to look at that and see, or see if our officers know how to hotwire some of the other, you know. No, we're on tape. I won't say that.
Too late.
Yeah.
Anything else this evening?
Thank you.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Is there youth and governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Wow, these meetings are fast. What's up with all of this?
It was 100 hour.
If it wasn't for Mark, it would have been 7 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.